Yom Yerushalmi corresponding to Yom Bavli Daf Mem Hei. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Gimel Madalas at the Mishnah. That's Halacha Hei. V'chol Yom Makriv Pras B'Shachris Pras Ben Arbaim V'Yom Moisif Melei Chofnov V'chol Yom Ha'isa Daka V'Yom Dak Min Adaka V'chol Yom Kayhamim Oilim V'Mizrachi V'Yodim Ha'rovi V'Yom Oilim Be'emsa V'Yodim Be'emsa. Mishnah says every day he offered half a man of Keteris in the morning and half in the afternoon. Today he added a double handful. Every day it was grated finely. Today it was extra fine. Every day Kohanim ascended on the east side of the ramp and descended on the west. And today the Kohen Gadol ascended in the middle and descended in the middle. It says that the Kohen Gadol always ascends in the middle and descends in the middle. Every day the Kohen Gadol would makash his hands and feet from the kior. Today it was from a golden flask. Avida says that every day the Kohen Gadol would makash his hands and feet from a golden flask. The Gemara says, "Pitam akatoyres, asay vasipayrin, achelbana v'alavina, mishkal shivim shivim mana, noik fei shivim v'chalkon, mishkal shishasashiyas mana, koish shemasa kilufa shleisha kinaman tisha." The Gemara says that the composition of the Keteres was at Sari, which is the sap of a balsam tree, Sipayrim, which is Shecheles, a kind of root, Chalbana, which is Galbanum, which is a resin, a gum resin, and frankincense. They weighed to 70 manas of each of them. Myra, Cassia, Spikenard, and Saffron. They weighed to 60 manas of each of them. 12 manas of Costus, 3 of cinnamon bark, and 9 of cinnamon. The Imsus Aimer, Shloish Meos, Vishishim, Bahamisha, Manim, Hayu, Kenegadi Moisashana, Vishloisha Shloisha Yoim, Hadahi, Dutanin, Rayoim, Moises, Malay Chofnov. Turns out there were 368 manas, 1 mana for every day, on the average of 365 days a year, and 3 manas for that day of Yom Kippur. It's like Amish says today, he added a double handful. Ashina, Tisha Kabin, Yain Kafisin, Shloisha Soim, Shloisha Kabim, Ain Lo Yain, Yain Kafisin, maybe Chama Chibarian Attic, Mech Snaimeth Weva, Mala Ashen Koshil. The following are not counted amongst the 11 ingredients, they just serve the other species, and they are 9 kav of soap of Boris, Kashina, which is soap of Kashina, or potentially it's Vetchlai, 3 Sa'im and 3 kavim of wine of Kafisin, which is a certain place. If Kafisin wine is not available, strong old white wine is used. 1/4 kav of Sodom salt, and an arbitrarily small amount of Male Ashan. When nothing Naimer, ask people for Yardin Kosher, but nothing says that any amount of people for Yardin, which is cyclamen, is added. Nothing but Dvash, Pusala, Chasa, Ba'achas, Misa, Chai of Misa. If any honey was added, it's possible. If any spice was lacking, the Kohen Gadol will be Chai of Misa for entering the Kosher Kedoshim without a valid Keteris, and or for burning Pasal Keteris there. The Baisa of Rabbi Shimon says that Sari is a sap of the Kataf tree. It is to rub the Sipoim, which is black, to make it nice. Why does wine as Kafisin come? The Sipoin is soaked in it to make it pungent. Urine would be good for this as well to make it pungent, but we may not bring in a foul odor into the Azor due to the honor of the Azor. When grinding, the one of the things said, make it very fine, make it, because the voice is good for spices. If any ingredient was lacking or any honey was added, it's possible. If you didn't put salt in it or you didn't put Mala Ashen into it, he's 5 Misa. If there says he only transgresses for an unneeded entrance to the Kodesh Kodashim. אלא היה נפש נפשך מעט דבש להי כל העולם כולו יכול לעמוד בריך. Rakhbar says in the Vaisa that the composers in Yerushalayim used to say that if he would put a little honey in it, the entire world would not be able to stand up to its smell. Everyone would see what he was doing or enter the Heichal in spite of the Isurim to get closer to smell it better. Tani, Pitma, Chatzayim, Kshira, Shleishim, Shloshim, Ravoyim, Loshamamil, Rabbi Oimek, Midasa, Haisa, Kshira. As a bison, if one made a half batch of Katoris, it's kosher. We didn't hear about making a third or quarter batch. Rabbi says if it was the right proportion, then it's kosher. This is you say that if one composed a half batch of kosher, it's when he used half the specified amount of each ingredient. Achas l'shishim l'shivim shana, he haisa bar chatzayim l'shirayim, hadahi moisa, Akatoyus, Mahayu Oisimba. Every 60 or 70 years, half came from leftovers and they make just half a batch. This is what the Mishnah and Shkolim taught, that what do they do with the extra Akatoyus? It was used to pay workers and brought back to the Sibor to use the next year. Tani Hikte Kezais Bachutz, Chayev, Pachas Mitzais Bifnim, Butter. The Vaisa says if one burned a Kezais as Akatoyus outside the Mikdash, he's liable. If you burn less than a kazayis inside, he is exempt. Zeira, b'shem b'yirmiya, niftu, rav sibur, yidechei basam. Zeira, quoting b'yirmiya, said that patur means that the sibur was exempted of its obligation. Zeira, b'bun, b'shem b'yirmiya, min madatani, hiktir kazayis b'chutz, chayiv, mina ad shema, pachoyis mekazayis, b'shnim patur. Zeira, b'bun, quoting b'yirmiya, said that since it taught that if one burns a kazayis outside is liable, the teacher that for less than a kazayis inside, he is exempt. And don't say that burning a deficient shear is like burning katoris missing ingredients and he is liable. Daka matam lo melfi shenema mishachakta memena hadik imkein lama nema daka shetei daka memena daka. What does it say about the extra katoris of Yom Kippur? Daka, it already says, and you shall crush it hadik, which means finally. If so, why does it say here daka? Keseru oise mafish lishis minim manim me'erz yom kippurim machziran achteshif yilem alayis mimena chafnav kadeh lekayim ba daka mina daka. How does he do? He separates three manim from erz yom kippur and returns them to the grinder in order to fill from it his double handful, in order to fill with it daka mina daka, which is extra fine. Rabbi Manah, chutz menekiddush harishuin, Rabbi Yonah says that our Mishnah said that today the Kohen Gadol is mekadosh his hands and feet from a golden flask, meaning except for the first kiddush. Amar Yasa Rafilu Mekiddush Harishon. Yasa said it's even for the first kiddush. At least a pligal of Yena, Kalakenim Shayu Mekdash Hayu Uyen Mekiddush Shadam Roglaim. There's a vice that disagrees with Yena. It says that all Kalim in the Mekdash were proper for kiddush of hands and feet. After the Chutz Mekiddush Harishon, the answer that refers to any kiddush except for the first one. At least a pligal of Yena, the Gemara says that the Baisa disagrees with Yosef because it says that the Kiyor and the base are Ma'akev, the Kiddush. Katalog Makayim Ma'akev, the answer that means that their place is Ma'akev. Kiddush from other Kalim is valid only if the Kiyor and the base are in their place. We come now to the next Mishnah, Talach Avav. Olyam Hayusham, Abram, Ma'arachai, Sayem, Hamesh, Divid Meir. Meir says every day there were four arrangements of wood piles and today there were five. Every day there were three, and today there were four. And Yudah says that every day there were two, and today there were three. At the time of the mayor, what's the mayor's reasoning? And the fire on the Mizbech will burn there, will not go out. This refers to the Ma'arocha to reserve fire on the Mizbech. V'yeh aleha kayin refers to the Ma'arocha for consuming limbs and kelim. Ma'arocha aleha oila, and he'll arrange upon it the oila, is the big Ma'arocha, v'hikte aleha, Chalvei Ashlamim, is the malacha from which we take calls, which we take calls for kateres. Leif of Yosef malacha is equal evolim. Leif of Yuda malacha is kireish. Yosef holds that there is no malacha for consuming limbs. The Yuda agrees and holds also that there is no malacha for preserving the fire. Now, Makayim of Yuda ish tamid. What does the Yuda do with the phrase ish tamid? And since the fire that I, Hashem, said should be tamid is lit only on the outer mizbech on top, as Rabbi Yehuda expounded earlier.